Hello, and welcome to Starcase Certifications segment, But Do You Know? I'm your host, Rabbi Tzvi Goldberg, a Kashrus administrator at Starcase. Today, we are going to meet Razel. Razel's husband, Beryl, just informed her that he would like to start keeping Yashin. Her immediate reaction was one of overwhelming panic. Razel, keeping Yashin is actually less complicated than it sounds, especially nowadays, with local bakeries baking Yashin every day, and the pizza shops selling Yashin pizza, and stores selling Yashin flour. But first, let's talk a little bit about what Yashin is. Yashin is one of the 613 biblical commandments, although for various reasons, many hold that it does not apply outside the land of Israel. It is an admonition not to eat grain from the new harvest until the second day of Pesach, the time that the barley sacrifice, the Omer, was brought in the temple. The prohibited grain is called Chodosh, which literally means new, as opposed to Yashon, which literally means old. Although the Omer was brought from barley, the restriction against eating new grain applies to the five grain types, wheat, barley, oats, rye, and spelt. Grain that was planted during or after Passover is Chodosh, and is not permitted until the following Passover. Any grain that took root before Passover becomes Yashon after the second day of Passover. Those who observe Chodosh may eat corn, peas, beans, soy, buckwheat, rice, and millet, since they are not really considered grains. Do you know, Razel, that keeping Yashon essentially involves two steps, stocking up and storing the food products you will need? Some of the common items you might want to stock up on before Chodesh season may include barley, breadcrumbs, cake mixes, cereals, flour, noodles, and crackers. Usually, Chodesh does not come on the market until August. Try to figure out your usage pattern for these products by calculating how many weeks there are from the start of the Chodesh season until Pesach, allowing for things like baking mishloach manos and for simchas. The most reliable storage method of Yashin flour, noodles, and barley is refrigerators and freezers. If you are storing food in a pantry closet, use tightly sealed containers, such as screw-lid jars with rubber washers and Tupperware-type containers. Store all your food items in cool, clean areas. It is extremely invaluable to purchase the Guide to Chodesh by Rabbi Herman. This will enable you to look at the manufacturer's codes of food items in the store and know if they are Yashon or Chodosh. Pay special attention to the Aleph Beis gradation which the guide utilizes to differentiate between the source of Yashon information for the various listed products. Do you know, Razel, that the word Yashon on a packaged product is not a guarantee that its supposed Yashon status is under the auspices of the supervising rabbi or kashrus agency that oversees the product? It may only be a mere statement made by the manufacturer of the product. That is why taking note of the Aleph Beis codes in the Yashin guide is so important. Last but not least, remember that if you and Beryl are taking on the Chumra of Yashin, don't do so without saying B'li Neder, just in case one day you find Yashin products a hardship to obtain. Well, Razel, you can now consider yourself Starkey informed. If I were you, I would chalk up your first year at keeping Yashin as a learning experience. Refer to our website, www.star-k.org, along the way, and click on Seasonal, where you'll be able to learn more about Yashin by reading the Starkey Yashin Guide, our archived Kashrus Currents articles, and learning how you can get Rabbi Herman's guide. Until next time, take care.